Next, we will hear a commentary by a Frosch student at Queen of Peace High School. In her commentary, Mary Gadziak shares how her mailbox is a constant reminder of how her neighborhood has changed for the better.
I think my block is one of the best. Not the richest, but the best. My block is calm and quiet. It smells of barbecues, and all around you can see green grass, flowers, and families sitting and talking on their front porches. I love my block. As soon as I step on it, I feel safe. Yet on the very corner of my block is a reminder of how it used to be. On the very corner of my block is a constant reminder of the drive-by shootings, the swearing, the sleepless nights, the gangs, and the fear. On the corner of my block is a mailbox, half newly painted, half covered in gold graffiti. My block used to have punk teenagers in baggy clothes sitting on front porches with guns, waiting for a certain someone or a certain car that usually showed up. Those punks had a son, only 1 year old, running around in a diaper all the time. Families didn't stay in their front yards, let alone the back. I remember I was at my friend's house across the street. Some guys were standing around in front of her house, so we decided to go in. She was washing her hands, and I was looking out the window, and I saw them trading guns with each other. From then on, we didn't play outside much. Houses were constantly being tagged. You almost knew the graffiti blaster guy by name. Then something changed. I don't know if they just grew out of it or if it was something inexplicable, but it all stopped. There wasn't any more graffiti, no more drive-by shootings. Everyone thought something big was going to happen. So unless they're still planning, nothing ever happened. It became quiet. Eventually, we came outside to play again, and families were talking outside on their front porches. Our bushes that used to be kept short for fear of weapons being hidden in them are fully grown. The 1-year-old is now 4 and is getting ready to soon go to kindergarten, and he has a little brother now, too. Everything is good now. We know our neighbors and talk to them, even the former punks. We talk about common things, the weather, events in the news, normal stuff. We don't talk about the change. I guess no one wants to relive it. So the mailbox is a constant reminder of the bad times, but it is also a reminder of how far we've come.